We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the last line before the lines start widening out. Zava Amar Heino Taina de Beis Shammai Shaloya Benois Yisrael Kehefka. The sheer dinner that Beis Shammai says that we need a dinner for Kedushin, Shaloya Benois Yisrael Kehefka. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kehefka liknois bedava muet. You could be kaina nisha like you kaina popcorn. It's a psazilzel. Midarabonan hu de kamri lo beishamai. That means minatayre. Mikeradin, isha niknus bekesef. And kesef is a shava prute. Now the Rabbonon were machmer, and they said that Shalai ibnais Yisrael kehefkan, you can require an isha with a koldahu. So therefore they said you need a dover choshuv. So this is at the Rabbonon the Gedin. Now, what, how can you make such a din? Minatayre, she's married. The afke Rabbonon likdushin abchusen midinah. So Rashi seems to be saying, Avkina Rabbonu l'kedusha minei. That means, Kol de Mekadosh adaita de Rabbonu Mekadosh. And according to Beis Shammai, if the Kedushin were made in an oifen, that is a priestess HaKovet for the Isha, so they were mafkiya the Kedushin. That is Shitas Rashi. The Ritva brings down his own pshat, and he wants to say, midi eraise ukmei rachmone adina. This is a deraise dikadin. Sheikpido al benois Yisrael shaloi yiyu kehefka. It's a deraise dikadin in misvore. I mean, that's what al picheshben we heard before, like a Rashi that, with a raya from the posik, it's not a prute, so al kaponim, you need a chashivis. So this, Rav says, misvore, we can come to this conclusion that it's zicha mistava, that you need a davar choshuv by kedusha ishe, shalai yu benais yisol kef. Because this we can figure out misvore, but it's a daraisa de kisvore. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Beprute. Sava Rav Yosef Lameima. So Rav Yosef understood the Prute of Beis Hillel is Koldahu. That means whatever value the Malchus will give a Prute. That means sometimes they made smaller Prutes, sometimes they made larger Prutes. The puta was normally the smallest coin on the market. So whatever the shia puta is, in this mokim, that is a puta that can make kedusha. Koldu, whatever it is. Omale Abaye, so Abaye est Rav Yosef, v'alok toni kami puta, echad mishmoine b'isari talki. From the Mishnah we see klal, there's a standard value for a pruta. Kama hi pruta, it's 1/8 of an issa. So how could you say whatever it is, that's what's good? V'chitei mahani mili v'deirei shal ma'ishem. Maybe you'll say it's not shver. The Mishnah means b'dayrei shel Moshe, so a pruta then was 1/8 of an issa. But each day you look at what the prutas are in that day. Avol hocha k'dechosh v'lo l'inshi bi. Avol hocha k'dechosh v'lo l'inshi. Here, whatever people make a pruta, that is a Torah's Prute. So the vial, so Rav is going to slug this up. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. because we find Bizmanenu also they were Mishaya with Anissa. That's going to be Abaye's Kasha. But before this Kasha, Abaye wanted to be Miyashiv Divrei Rav Yosef. That what? That Rav Yosef, it's not shver from the Mishnah, because that what the Mishnah says, Echad Mishmeine Bisei Talki, means that was the Shir B'dayrei Shal Moshe. In fact, the Ritve, so what's Geit Meron, what was B'dayrei Shal Moshe, my da hava hava. So what is, why do I have to know this? So the Ritve wants to say, no, it's Negeya. That means in a place where the Malchus doesn't manufacture Plutus. That means if they make Plutus, so then we have to transmit. So whatever the Pluta is, whatever the value is, that is probably the smallest coin that is Yaitse B'Medina. So that's a Pluta. But what if you have a Mokim that they don't have Pluta coins? So then the Mishnah wants to say, but there is a Atzmiyistike Shavius of a Pluta. Kami Pluta Echad Mishmeine Bisari Talki. That's how the Ritva wants to say pshat in our Gemara, that our Mishnah is speaking about Pluta B'dayrei Shel Moshe, and it's Negeya if we don't have a government that manufactures Plutas. That's what the Ritva says. The Makna wants to say another Svara, another Mahalach. The Makna wants to say that Benison, he says, when we're saying that a pruta is koldo, that means we don't have standards and guidelines for a pruta. Whatever the pruta is that's the pruta. So he says, that's very good if the pruta is less than pruta shel Moshe. So memela, so, but since in this mokim it has a Torah's pruta, so he came in Mekadosh with this pruta. He says, what if in this mokim the pruta is larger than the pruta shel Moshe? So memela, what do you do then? So he says, so then pruta shel Moshe will zichah be sufficient. But how do you give pruta shel Moshe if you don't have such a pruta? The pruta is larger. So he says, that pshat in the Mishnah, bepruta ubishove pruta. That means, bepruta, that's how Rav Yosef wanted to learn pshat. That, bepruta, besoma bepruta ubishove pruta. So bepruta means, if the Medina makes prutas, and the pruta is worth less than pruta shel Moshe, so it's a pruta. If this is a pruta, this coin is yaitze baitzo. So whatever the shavius of this pruta is, it's mekudeshes. Pruta kodo. But then there's a din of bishave pruta. Shave pruta means when the pruta is worth more. Then it's so if you're mekadesh with something that shave a pruta shel Moshe, that's also good. You don't need the coin pruta. They have large prutas. V'kama hi pruta is speaking about when you're having a shava pruta, so then you can, and having a shava pruta, and the prutas there are larger than pruta shel Moshe. V'kama pruta ava to be mishayra shava pruta. Echad mishmeine b'sarei talki. So that's how the Makna wants to say pshat according to Rabbi Yosef. Now, I have a shtickle problem on this. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Koldu. Rabbi Yosef said pruta koldu. Kol ma sha'adoyres mishanim es hamadbeya. Pomim sha'poichsin. Pomim sha'meisifin mimishkolam. So Rashi's Rashi says, not like that Makne. I mean, that's a Taish Koldu. Pomim Shem, whatever the Pruta is. Pomim Shem Poichsin. Pomim Shem Isifin. Okay, I'll miscall them, I should have said. But I'll go Pomim. But Rashi would seem to be saying that according to Rabbi Yosef, if there's large pruta, that's the pruta. The pruta is... So then we have to say like the Ritva, that the Mishnah is speaking about pruta shamayisha when there's no prutas. Then you look pruta shamayisha. But Tachsuch Mer, the Rashi is not like the Amakne. So Abaye said, in the Mishnah maybe you can say that this is shat, but I'll prove to you that you're wrong. But he also Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omar, he related Shia Rabbi Simoi Bedoiroi Kamehi Pute. Bedoiroi, there was a Kedushin, someone married a Kedushin, and Rabbi Simoi was Mishaya Bedoiroi Kamehi Pute, Echad Mishmaini Bisari Talki, and since that Pute was worth less, so he was Mavatal, the Kedushin. That's what Rashi said. Shia Rabbi Simoi, Rashi, Maise Bolofonov Beisha Sheniskacha Beputa Vehitzrich Liyosh Shove Echod Mishmoine Beisa Ubita Lesa Kedushin. He was Mabatal the Kedushin. So we see that Klal, not the way you said, someone was Mekadish with a Pute and he was mevatel the kedushin because it's not worth echad mishmeini b'sri talki. There's no such thing as a pruta is a lefi shate, whatever the malchus gives out, that's called a pruta. V'chi also rovin omar Reb Distoi v'Reb Yanai v'Reb Yishaye shiru kama ha'b'pruta echad mishisha b'sri talki. That we'll find out later exactly what the machlokes is, but al koponim, we see faketa was maisim shahoyu, that people were mekadish with plutis, and if it did not have this shear of echad mishmain or echad mishisha bisei talki, they were mevatel the kedusha. So he Abaye shlugged up Rav Yosef from Rovin, from Ravdimi. Amalei Rav Yosef, so he says, so Rav Yosef told Abaye, Yehochi, if you're right, and Vakert is a standard value of a pruta echad mishmeine b'sri talki, and that's it, and you can't have, there's no such thing as cheaper putas. Aina de Tanina, we learned that Teres Kayanim. Now, this Teres Kayanim is a Mirdike Musa Shmuz. The Teres Kayanim says as follows. Tseiva Chashoiv, Kama Putis Bishnei Sloim, Yaiser Mei Alpayim. That means the Teres Kayanim says as follows. A person was Nene Ashova Putu Mehegdish Bishoikik. No, what did he do already? He was Nene Bishoigig Ashova Pluta. So he has to bring an Osham that's worth 2 sloim, and 2 sloim is more than 2,000 Plutas. So the Teres Kainim says, Tseiva Chashoi, figure out this, in 2 sloim there's more than 2,000 Plutas, and you have to bring this for a kapore, for a shkoge of a mila of Ashova Pluta. So you see what a chet is? That's what the Teres Kainim says. I'll call upon him. Zut Rav Yosef, we see from the Teres Kayanim that in 2 sloim there's over 2,000 prutas. So hashte, now according to you, you're telling me that there's a standard value of a pruta. A pruta is echad mishmeine b'sri talki. We'll see the cheshbon in Rashi soon. Alpayim lehavien, there's not 2,000. Yes, sir, may Alpayim Korilu, so he'll say that there's more than 2,000. Omalohu Ahu Sova, so there was a Zokin that said, Ano Taninalo, I was the one that said over this Baraisa, this Teres Kainim, Korev Lalpayim, it doesn't say Yosim Alpayim, it says Korev Lalpayim, that there was almost Alpayim Plutus. Frag the Gemara, listen, I feel according to this Girse, Saif, Alfe v'chomeish meya otlosen v'shite hu da'avye. So the Gemara says it's korv l'arbayim, it's 1536 prutas. So you say korv l'arbayim? One says, yeah, given the nafkalo mi palge korv l'arbayim korida. Yeah. That means if you have a koilo, this 51 you galite, we have korv to 100 you galite in the koilo. I'm saying, I stachais the abakaponim. For musash was a tzicha good. We said already that you have to buy an ocean that's korev la alpayim, korev la alpayim putas there. It's not gefelach. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Amalei Rav Yosef Labaye, Ihochi de in pruta prusa mikan. There's no pruta less than. Then an eighth of an issa, hainu de tanine, shani shoyne, betoyres koinem, tsebach hashoiv, hashde im hu echod, mishmoine bisri talki, if there's a standard value for a prute, an eighth of an issa, alpayim prute, sister Jason alpayim, they have a bishneis loim, kedefrishes besomoch, Yaisel my paim kori lohu, the trashi mishne zu shnuye eitzel nene min hegdish. Shemevi al hanoyas plute, a person was nene min hegdish. And for being nene, one plute, he brings an osham bekesev shkolim. He has to bring an osham bekesev shkolim to sloim tsei vachashoiv. So go and make a cheshbon lisrachek min aveira she'af al ha'shoigek in the chet was so minute one pute tzorich kapore gedoyle kegoyim. So you need such a great kapore that you need more than 2,000 putes for a kolben to invest in a kolben to be mechapa an ha'shoigek of a mila of a pute. Amalayahu sovet. So there was a zaken there. So he told Rav Yosef, "Toya ato b'mishnazu." The no tanina lo. I was the one that said it over. V'korev la alpayim tanina bo. We didn't. Doesn't say more than 2,000. So the Gemara says, "Alfe v'chomesh meya utloso v'shita avya." It's 1536. So now Rashi makes the cheshbon. Shahasela dala dinrim. Asela is 4 dinrim. We have a 2 sloim, but al kaponim, 1 sela is dala dinrim. Vadina chav dala isrim, kidle kamon. And there's 24 isrim in a dinner. So there's 96 isrim in a sela. Now, the E Issa Shmaine Putais. Now, if an Issa is Shmaine Putais, so we have to multiply Issa Shmaine Putais, so then there's 192 Putais, there's we said there's 24 isrim in a dinner, so it comes out there's 192 putas per dinner. There's 192 putas in a dinner. Ashmeine dinner shebishteis loim oilem kol echad masayim putas chaso shmeine hei elef betak lamedvov. Now there are, so in one dinner there's 192 putas. In one dinner is 192 putas. Now, we have here, there's 4 dinrim in a sela, and there's 8 dinrim in 2 sloim. Now we have to figure out how much 2 sloim is. So Rashi says, let us say, for example, let us say that there would be 200 prutas in, there'd be 200 prutas in one dinner. We'll fix it soon. So 200 prutas times 8 is 1600 prutas. Now let's take off 64, because it's really not 200 prutas, it's 192. So it comes out 1536. That's what Rashi says. Kol echad masayim prutas chosu shmeine rei elef v'tak lamed vav. So memela, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So how did you get more than 2,000 prutas? It's 1536. So the Gemara answers, kiven the nafke elef hasheni mechetshi, it's more than 1,500. Shloishim v'shishas, 1536. Korev la'alpayim korilei. So this is called, it's close to 2,000 prutas. Right. So Mamela, that's how Abayev entered the Torah's Koinim. Alibe. According to Rav Yosef, there's no problem. A pruta could be much smaller. So we could have over 2,000 prutas in two sloy. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Gufe. Now we had here two members. We had a member of Rav Dimi and Rovin. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, Shir Rabbi Simoi Bedoiroi Kamehi Prute, Echod Mishmoine Beisaroi Talki. That a prute is 1/8 of an isa. V'chi also Rovin, Omar Shiru Rabdei Stoi, V'Rabbi Yanai, V'Rabbi Yeshaye, Kamehi Prute, Echod Mishisha Beisaroi Talki. Omalei Abaye L'Rav Dimi. So we have here a machlokes between Rav Dimi and Rovin. Is a prute a sixth or an eighth of an isa? Neima at veRovin bePlukte daHani Tanoi Kamiflegiso. Eisus Yom Achlokes Zamachlokes Tanoi. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa Prute Shaomru Chachamim. Echod Mishmoine beIsari Talki is 1/8 of an Issa. Sheish Mo Kesef Dina. There are 6 more kesef in one dinner. More shnei pundyoinin. So there's 12 pundyoinim. There's 12 pundyoinim in a one dinner. Pundyin shnei isrim. So there's 24 isrim in a dinner. Isser shnei musmisim, and forget about the dinner, let's go now to an isser. So one isser is 2 musmisim. Mismis shnei kuntrunkin, so it comes out there's 4 kuntrunkin in an isser. Kuntrak shtei prutas, and each kuntrak is 2 prutas, so it comes out that there are 8 prutas in an isser. Nimtza pruta achas mishmoine beisarei talki. So you see, a pruta is an eighth of an isa. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, shloisha hadrasin lemo. Now we had different coins, there were smaller coins, and there were different shemes. There's 3 hadrasin lamo, shnei hansin lahadris, shnei shamnim lahans, beis prutes lishamin, nimtza prute achas mishisha beisari talki, we'll see the cheshbin in Rashi. So the Gemara says about koponim, we hear if you are machlikis tanoim, if a prute is a sixth of an iser or an eighth of an iser. According to Shem Gamliel, it's a sixth of an iser. So Abaye asked Rav Dimi, so the machloikis you have between Rovin is the machloikis, the Tanakame and Shem Gamliel. Leima de mar omar ki Tanakame, the Rovin de omar ki Shem Gamliel. Now let us see Rashi, so we'll figure out the cheshbin. Pundyain, pundyainim, isrin, מסמסים קונטרונקן מיני מטבייסים קטנס זו מזו. And then the Bereis of Rav Shimon Gamliel became Hadrisin, Hansin, Shamnin. Nimtzeis Prute Echad Mishisha. So it comes out a Prute is 1/6 of an Issa. Sha Issa Echad Michav Dalet Bedina. Kedika Amrit. That we know close. That an Isser is one, there are 24 Isrim in a dinner. That's what it said in the previous price. The Isser is 1/24 of a dinner. Avol haprutes gedoiles mima sha'amarta. The prutes are large. Shahadina sheishma. So now let's make a cheshbon. A dinner is 6 mo. That's what we had, that's what it said in the first Barais. A dinner is 6 mo. And now, Rav Shimon Gamliel starts from a mo. Shloisha drasim la mo. So now, a dinner is 6 mo. So we're starting off with 6 mo in a dinner. Vamo gimel hadresim. In a mo is 3 hadresim. So how many adresim are there in the mo? Hare yutches adresim ledina. I'm sorry, how many adresim are there to dina? There is 6 mo, and 3 adresim to mo, so there's 8 adresim ledina. Now, there's 2 hansin to a hadris. Veim shloishim v'sheis hansin. So to a dina, it's 36. Veim shivim u'shnayim shmeinim. And then there's 2 shmeinim to a hans. From a mele comes out, there's 72 shmeinim to a, we're working with a dinner, so now there are 72 in a dinner. Beim shivim ushnaim shmeinim, beim kuf mem dalet prutes. And there are 144 prutes. Chalkom, that's in one dinner. There's 144 prutes in one dinner. Now divide this by 24, because we know there are 24 isrim in a dinner. So 24 into 144 equals 6. Cholkom, so on each Issa there are 6 prutes. Cholkom, timtze shisha b'chol chaylik. Arei sheish prutes le'issa shu echad michav dalet bedina. So we figured this out. So there are 24 Isrim in a dinner, and we said there are 144 prutes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel in a dinner. So 144 divided by 24 equals 6. So there's 6 prutes in a dinner. So al koponim, so that was the shayla of Abaye. So it comes out this machlokes of Rav Dime and Rovin, so machlokes tanoi. Leima demar oma ketana kama, back to the Gemara, v'rovin doma kav Shimon Gamliel. Omale. Bein didi u bein Rovin alibe de tana kama. We're both of us are going according to the tana kama. Loikashe hodi iyake isri hodi zeli suri. Is this Bemison? There's no machlokes between us. It matters if the isurim are more expensive. So then there's 8 prutes in an isur. Hodi zeli suri. If the isurim are cheaper, we'll see there's 32 isurim in a dinner. So then there are 6 prutes in a nisa. Hodi yaki isuri kum esrim ba'arba bezuzi. If the isurim are expensive, so then there's 24 isrim, then it comes out there are 8 prutes in a nisa. Hodi zoil, but if the isrim became cheaper, kum tlosin utrein bezuze. Now, let me just mention this two mahalchim in the Hamakna, let us say the second mahalach, that what is pshat yaker isri and zoil isri? He said it's speaking about that they discontinued the amount of silver that was in the Isram. They made it smaller. That the Isra, there was a smaller amount of silver. So Memela, that's what Hamakta wants to say. So normally, the normal Isra, with this 24 Isrim in Adina, so on 24 Isrim there are 8 Prutis. When they Zol Isri, that means that the Isrim were, they made them smaller, there's less of a silver content in the Isrim, so then a Prute is 1/6 of a Isra. And there's no machloikis, the emesim between Ravin and Ravdimi. What does Rashi say? Aliba de Tana Kama. We all hold like the Tana Kama. Vahainu kistam masnisin. Vahach the Ravin. That what Ravin says that there's 6. Lav shehi sifu ala putas. That the putas became larger. El ha'isin, ha'isrin huzlo, the isrin became cheaper. And that the Matan said because they had taken out a chelik of the silver content of the isra. For omdu shloishim ushtayim bedina bimeim. Ulaylam kuv tzadik beis prutis bedina. That means the prutis are the amount of prutis are the same. 192 prutis in adina. Chashoiv. Vav pomim shloish mishtayim betim tzakuv tzadik beis. Bimei rapsi moi. So that's why there were, that means if you divide 32 into 192, you'll get 6. Betim tzakuv tzadik beis. Bimei rapsi moi. Oyu ha'isrim yikorim kemishpotam. Chav dalet bedinda. Vnim tse shaprute shikuv tzadik beis lodin. Oyu se'echod mishmoyne be'isrim. That is the end of the sugya, and now we're starting a new sugya. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Kitsha betamra. A person was mekadish an isha betamra with a date. Afilu oimed kul tmorim bedina. Even if the price of dates is, you can purchase a kul of tmorim with one dinner, mekudeshes. Just to have a little understanding what we're speaking about, a kul is 4,320 bayim. It's 8,640 zaysim. That's a kul. Now, a date is mistama bigger than a zayis, smaller than a bayim. Kesevis Agas is a little bit more than half a bayah. Let us say for practical purposes that there are 5,000 tmorim. There are 5,000 tmorim in a kul. And if a kul costs one dinner, you can see my 5,000 tmorim, so it comes out 26 tmorim cost a prut. That's be'erech, what we're speaking about over here. Kitsha betamra. And he was mekadisha with one tamra, with one date, which is worth 1/26 of a putef, not less. Afilo aimet ku tmorim bedina, mekodeshes. She's mekodesh. Chayshinon shema shove prute bemoda. We're chayish shema shava pruta b'modai. That means, what does Rashi say? So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. B'modai, b'mokem she'ein t'morim metzuyim. Yeah, in the Neretz Yisrael, there's an abundance of dates. So memele can purchase 26 t'morim for pruta. But there's other places in Alaska, it's very difficult to find the So there, one tumah could cost a pruta. So chayshinon shema shava pruta b'mata. We don't know. We don't. This is before the internet. We have no connections to modai. But we're chayish. Maybe in modai, we have a mokim lav davke modai. We have a mokim that it's worth a one tumah is worth a pruta. So chayshinon, not knowing. Fragt die Gemorre, wo nan, beisil oloimem bepruta, beshove pruta. It would seem that, according to you, there's no shir. Whatever you give, maybe it's worth someplace a pruta. So, and here it says, it seems you have to know it's worth a pruta. So the Gemorre says, loy kashe, ho bekidushe vadai, ho bekidushe sofik. The Mishnah wants to tell us, if you want to know for sure if she's Mekudeshes or not, so if you want to know Vadei Kedushin, so it has to be worth here a Pruta, then they know she's Vadei Mekudeshes. If someone else will be Mekadesha, it's worthless. Masha'en Kein, Shmuel is telling us, but even though here it is not worth a Pruta, but it's Chayshinon, maybe in another place, it is worth a Pruta. So Memele, so it's Kedushay Safik. So if someone will give her Kedushin, someone else will give her Kedushin, so she needs a get from, in order that there's each one will last on the other. Maybe she's Mekudish to the first one, maybe she's Mekudish to the second one. Zot Rashi, Pasnan, whatever he gives her, we're chayish that maybe she became a kodeshes. Ha b'kedushay vadei. Im yesh naisha v'pruta bim koimoi avi kedushin vadei. V'im bo acha v'kitcha achar kach mutaris l'rishayin. If someone else will marry her off, so she's mutter to the first one. Veina tzricha get misheni. She's zicha married to the first one. He was kaina. V'meinu shava pruta bim kaimai kedushay vadei lehave. Levatal kedushay sheni. Maybe she's married to the second one. Maybe there is no place in the world that has a market value of a pruta. Of a kedushay safik have. That's what Shmuel is talking about. Ve'eina muteres la'achel b'lei get. So she's not mutter to someone else without giving a get. V'shira hani, that what the Mishnah says, Ashir, ladas eilo in kedushin gemurim. Shemach shakidish b'pruta bim kaimom en gimgum g'bedofa. So she's zicha married to the first one. Now, before we go further, I'd like we should learn the Ran. There's a Ran that brings down a few shittas to understand our Gemara. So let us look in the Dafei Horif, Daf Vav Amid Aleph, the Dafei Horif. Amar Shmuel, the Dibra Maschel, Amar Shmuel, Kitcha Betamra, Habe Kedushe Vadai, fine. Im Yeshnan Shave Pruta Bim Kaimon, Habe Kedushe Vadai. Vim Bo Acha Vekitcha Achar Kach, Muteres Lerishen, Vene Tzricha Get Min Hasheni. Vim Einan Shave Pruta Bim Kaimon, Kedushe Vadai, Lehavu Levato Kedushe Sheni. Avol Kedushe Sofik Habe, Vene Muteres Lacha Belege. Dechayshinon shemesh abepruta b'modai v'shure yahani l'da shaylen gedushin gemure shemach shegidish b'shav abepruta b'mkaimom ein gimgum b'dov v'kosav harambam zar b'perik yud mehuches ishus v'chi omrino d'kidushay sofik have. That means the Gemara says we haven't the faintest idea what the price of tamarim are in modai. But our ignorance creates sveikis. Since we don't know, so there's a possibility, maybe in Modai it's worth a pruta. So therefore, she sofik mekudeshes. Zok the Rambam. The chi amrin and the kedusha sofik have hanu mili bidovo hamiskayim. That's something that will last the journey to Modai. That means, if I would make now a journey to Modai, and let's say it's a 2-week journey, so when I come to Modai, it wouldn't spoil. It is something that lasts. So Memele, so then we say it has a Shavis of a Pruta. Here it doesn't have a Shavis of a Pruta, but it'll take a 2 weeks journey and you'll go to Modai. So in a Modai it's worth a Pruta. So that's called, he was Makadish with a Pruta, even though Bimkaimai it's not worth a Pruta. But if here it's not worth a Pruta, and there's no way to get it to Modai before it will spoil, so then what now the price of Tmorim is in Modai is irrelevant, because this Toma can never get to Modai, according to the travel situation which was Bismanayim. So Memele, it's irrelevant that what a Toma is worth a Pruta in Modai, because this Toma can never get to Modai, so this Toma is never worth a Pruta. That's what the Rambam says. The Chi Amrin and the Kedusha Isofik Ave Hani Mili Bedovar Hamiskai. Shimhoyaloi, something that will last, that won't spoil. Shimhoyaloi Derech LaModai. So it's possible to, if he'd be going to Modai, he could bring the Toma there. So it's called, I have something that has a value of a Pruta in Modai. But something that does not last at all, that means you get, by the time it would reach Modai, it would be worthless, like Lameichesh Klaa. Here it's worthless. Then before we reach Modai, it's going to get spoiled. So Mamela, that's what the Rambam says. But the Rambam learns Pshat that we're speaking about Kedusha D'Oraisa. We are Chayish, maybe. That means this is a real Kedushin over here. That means there's a possibility that she's Mekudeshes. If this Tamar has a value of a Pruta someplace in the world, and it's possible for this Tamar to be brought in that place, so it's called it now as a Shabbos. That's how the Rambam says Pshat. Avo, Lefima Shekosu B'Toisvus. According to Taisvis, he says, Taisvis learned a ganz andere pshat. The Rambam learns Agamo is a serious, it's a real pshash. It's a real pshash that, nire da filo bedovo she'ene miskayim, chayshino. The way Taisvis learned pshat na Agamore, you don't need this condition that it's possible to take it to Modai, and there it's worth a shevaput. She'en pirshu, they said this whole thing, Mishum Gzeres Haroyim Nogubo. They say, go on under Pshat Bahu Gemorim. The Shemo Yesh Kam Echot Ma'an She Modai. That means we're afraid like this, that someone, let's say someone in Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekadesh Anisha with a Tomo, and then there was a whole Shaila, there was a whole Shaila, maybe she's an Eish Yisish, and it was Mamish HaPachad Noire, and the Yeska Boleyashem, he says, what is Mekadesh with? Mekadesh with a Tomo? A Tomo! That's nothing! It's 1/26 of a Pruta, nothing. There's a Yid from Modai here, he witnessed it. Comes back to Modai, they have the same Shaila over there. So before they go to their rabbis, he says, I have a psak from Abel Yashiv, Ve'inei Ra'isi, Mamish, someone was Mekadish with a Tomo, and Abel Yashiv said, there's no Kiddushim whatsoever. So Memele, so Achmon and Etzlam, there'll be a Chul B'Neire. So Memele, so therefore Chazal said, and that after Shmuel's Memre, when they come to Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv says, Tomo, No, we have to be chayish for kedushin. So mamela, so this guy won't, for this modai diki guy won't make any kalkulam in modai. He heard a psak, told me you have to be chayish for kedushin, even though they're very cheap in Eretz Yisrael. Bimire she'ein onu chayishishim lahem kan, av bekaimem lo yachosh lahem. So according to Tosfos, it's this whole thing is not a real chash. According to the Rambam, it's a real thing. It's worth a putin modai, so she's mekodesh is minatayre. So memele, but the Rambam only says, but this whole kedushin is only if it can ever arrive to modai and not spoil. But if it can ever arrive to modai, so she's zichna mekodesh. According to Tosfos, it's goren under chash, so it's irrelevant if it could arrive to modai, can arrive to modai. We have to consider Keilu, we're now in Modai, because there are Modai people who might learn Falsh Halachas. Because of Arambanza, V'chein B'Toysvitz, Dohod Amrinen Chayshino, Lav Lememre Di Yodinen B'Vadai, Tamit Chaydish Chayshinen Sheva Sheva Pruta B'Modai. What'll be if I know? If I have the internet and I call up Bodai and I ask them what's the market today on tomorrow, they say a Thomas worth a pruta. So they say Lav Lameima the Yadina Bavadi Lavikdush and Gemurim. El Aloima the Chiddush is Fakir. I don't know. I feel Bistoma Chashina Shema Shava Pruta Bamodi. Avalaina Hanami. Ba'afilu yadin in the shava pruta b'modai, la have a kedushin gemum, it's not kedushin. Kivin da hoche le shava. That means, so if you learn, like Taisa said, al zgzere, so memele, so this whole thing is chayshinam, shmo sang a big kedush, well you don't know. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know if there's someone from modai here. I don't know if a modai alone you'll have such a chetimtze that there's a toma that's worth a pruta. A chayshinam. So I feel I do know that in modai a tomo is worth a puter. So memele, it's also not vaday kedushin. The hocha lo yishave le have a kedushin gemur. So kedushin gemurim it zicha can be. That's what Taisvis and the Ramban holds. Because you look at Mekayim Evishatoi, here it's not worth a pute. But the Inyan Gezel Agel, or Mrina Beperek Agoysel Kama, the Bapoches Mishova Pute, Afilu Bigzela Kayemes, Afilu the Gezel is Kayim, Ein Tzorich Lohoi Lechachov, Da Ein Choyshishin Shemot is Yaker, that means I stole something, it's here, And if it's worth less than a puta, there's no chiyuv hashave. You don't have to be chayish, maybe the market will go up. And garnished. If it's worth less than a shave puta, there's not in a shave. Umevi oshana miskapeloi. Alma ein lamomen ala makayma vishati kin brinim be'elchen l'gabi hegdish. Ela chumre darabonon ba'almu be'isar eishis ish. And this whole thing is a chumah balma, mistam out this gzeira, or maybe there's a modai deki yid here, and it'll come out of kilkul, so we have to be machma. Zokteran, veloshin ha biktushe sofik lefize loyosi shaper. So the whole loshna gemore, the gemore asked, the Mishnah says, Ishis Mekadesh is Meshava Pruta, and according to you, don't need a Shava Pruta. No, the Mevada, you need a Shava Pruta. Misafik, you don't need a Misafik, a Chayish. It's not Safik, Minatari, you need a Shava Pruta, Sabarabon, on Akzeirach. When you have such a Kashi, you have to say, Habak Dushi Vadi, Habak Dushi Safik, the Gemara should have used a different terminology. You need a Shava Pruta, you go with Mukai Mevishaita, in Akzeirach, there's a Din Chayshina. Lefichach nirali. So, therefore, the Ran says a shtik teire. Di shave pruta b'modai kedushay teire. If it's worth a pruta b'modai, it's kedushay teire. The kivin shehin is ratzis abahen. She was maskim. Vishavin prute beizemakim, and it's worth a prute someplace. Ilu yadu ha'edim shedalka loseis prute ba'isadova. If Edim will know that she loves tomorrow, she goes crazy over tomorrow. And if one day they'd sell one tumah for a pruta, she'd go and buy it because she loves tumah. She'd spend, even though some of Yama Shugana did. She, for her love of tumah, she'd give a lot of money. She'd in order for her to get tumah. So there's a little didi shavali. Shadak elos is pruta by sedava. Have like kilamr didi shavali. So now the Ran said epis apsagantzishtik teire. The Ran says there are two conditions over here. Number one, it's in modai, it's worth money. Modai, it's worth money. Yishava puta be modai kedusha teire. Kivon shein is chatzaben v'shava puta. So the Ran makes a kugel. She wanted it and it's worth money someplace, so she's Makudish. Now, what is Pshat in the Ran? So the Stipler in Kilus Yaakov and Simon Beis brings down another Ran, and then we'll understand Pshat in this Ran. Let us look at Daf Dalid Omed Aleph Bidafi Harif. Let's just turn back two pages. And we have here, and that Daud Omad Aleph, we have a Dibur HaMaschel Oma Rabbi Elozar. And before this Dibur HaMaschel, will go three lines before this Dibur HaMaschel. There's an Aleph over there, Mishim Hochi Ani Mistapik. That's an Egeel Oma. We should see this Shtikol Rav. Ani Mistapik. The Ran was mesupik. If a person is mekadesh with something she'ein shavaputa, imotzi omro ledidi shave, and she's a lady that will give a puta for it. It's worth a pocha shavaputa. But if someone will, she can't get a tomo today, and someone says, well, for a puta, I'll give it you, she wouldn't bat an eyelash and she'd give a puta for it. So ani mistapik the afshep the kimin the leishava midi, since it's not worth a pruta, lav kol emen elos es olof teiris kesef ledishavali. You can't make yesh ma'ayim. I mean, it's not worth money. To me, it's worth money. To you, and I'll spend money for it. That doesn't make it worth money. V'hocheshani. We have this concept by Rav Kahane, by Pidyon HaBen. The kiven, the vadai, mamoino. Money it is. It wasn't worth five slain, but it's money. Kiyomo di shoveli mahani. But over here, he's misupik. If Edom don't know that she'd be willing to give a pruta for something, like Mahani, Tavu Kedushin B'lei Edom, for Mahani Afilu Shnei Emoidim. Zok the Stipler as follows. He says, Pshat Nishan. He says that what is the Sof, from the Ran we see that there are two things. And one thing Mothe helps, one thing Mothe doesn't help. So he says there's two things. One thing is you need a shame kesef. You need a shame moment. It has to be called money. Kesef. And that the Ran holds la loche, if anywhere in the world it's worth money, this is called money. This is called money. That's in the haloche of kesef. You need kesef by kedush, you need money. This is called money. But let's go to Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, there is a second halacha. Need a shear of how much money? Need a shear. Need five sloim. in the halacha, so l'didi shavali, we consider ki'ilu, I got the shir, if it's l'didi shavali, that means on tzaras pilachu, I would give this amount of kahana, would give 5 sloim for a suda, it's worth 5 sloim for him. So in hilchis shir, it's called, I received the shir also. But that is dafke if you're only missing a shir. Money it is, but you're missing a shir. So here he was misupik. But to say that to make from that money through the dishavali, that this type of time is, that was the Ran Sufik over here. Could be that it's butlataita, it's called, you cannot make money, that is something that's not money. But if it's missing the shir, the dishavali can elevate the keilu you have the shir. The Ram by us was poishe teshayla, and he held that if it doesn't have a shame mumin, so memela, if it doesn't have a shame mumin, so memela anywhere, so the dishavali will not help. But so that's what Shmuel said. But if it's, so he said like this, all these gemaras that by Gezel and by Hegdish, if it's not worth a pruta, if it's not worth a pruta, so there's no din hashava, that's because felt in shir from pruta. In shir pruta, but if it's there's a place that it's worth money, it has a shame money, but there's shiurim. There's a kezayis, according to Beis Shammai, there's a shir dinner, there's shiurim. So memele, so there's a shir pruta also, not as the shame moment. As the shir prute, that lady the shoveli would help, and that's how the Ran learned pshat in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre da agdish bezavde dohudi. There was a person that was mekadish bezavde dohudi. What is this? Rashi says, agude shel muchin. This was a bundle of worn out shmatis. Yosef Rav Shimi Bachiye Kamei Derav, the Kamaayin Bo, and he was being Maayin, Iyis Bo Shava Pruta in Eloi Loi. So the Gemara says, Vilas Bo Shava Pruta Loi, V'oma Shmuel Chayshina. So the Gemara says, Loi Kashe, Obik Dushay Badai, Obik Dushay Sofik. Yeah, Zichah Shmuel says, that we Chayish, it's Kedushay Sofik, but he wants to know if it's Kedushay Vada. Ahu Gavre da Agdish ba'avne de Kuchele. He was a type of a marble. It's a dark marble. Yosef Rav Chizde v'kom Mishayle. He is bei shove pruta en v'iloi loi. He wanted to see if it's a shava pruta, it's good. If not, no. V'iles bei shava pruta loy, and if there's not a shava pruta, above Roma Shmuel Chayshina, Rav Chizde loy shava loy de Shmuel. We'll see in Tosfos in Rashi, why the Gemara over here said that it's speaking about, the Gemara didn't want to say it, like I said before. But just let's go a little further. So he doesn't hold like Shmuel. Amrale ime, so his mother said, Vahu yoime de kitche. Now, let us just understand one thing. Rav Chizde was called on the Shaila, 5 weeks after this happened. We'll see a whole bunch of things happen. Let's just spill the beans. Lamaisa happened like this. Lamaisa happened that, his brother, Chosson's brother, he found out what a gerotne kala his brother got. So then he knew there were shailas. He gave her a piece of marble that it's. So he went and gave her a prut, and he was mekadisha. So now we had a very, now they called Rav Chizde. Now we had a very ernst shaila over here. So now if he holds like Shmuel, if Rav Chizde would hold like Shmuel, So there's nothing what to do here. You can't, Rav Chisda can't solve the situation. It's a bit like a geschäft. That means, these two brothers, the Reuven made a suffer kedushin, Shimon, he gave a vaday prute. So now, she's also to Reuven, she's also on Shimon, she's a suffer kedushin. So, I mean, Rav Chisda cannot do anything over here. He's out of the picture. Rav Chisda said, don't worry, Rabbi Isai, I'll be mevarer the shaila. I'm gonna figure out how much it's worth. If I see it's worth less than a pruta, she's married to the brother, the second brother. If I see it's worth a pruta, she's married to the first brother. I'm gonna figure out now what it's worth. They called in Rav Chisda the shaila, and he's gonna go and be mevarer. So his mother told him, so his mother told him of his day. That means he was doing a whole bunch of research to find out how much this stone is worth today. He was doing. So she told him, Chisdele, you know, 5 weeks ago, this is my happened 5 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago, this was worth a pruta. I mean, you're figuring out now. You have to know what it was 5 weeks ago. That's the shaila. 5 weeks ago, Amra le'ime v'ha'avahu yoyme de'kitcha ha'vebe shavapruta. It was worth a shavapruta. So memele, it seems because Rav Chisda told the second brother, he said, don't worry, if Abi Mavara it's less than a pruta, she's married to you. So the mother told, you'll be Mavara. I'm telling you, 5 weeks ago it was worth a pruta. Oh my Lord, so he told his mother, laugh, kol kibinoch, the osras lo abasa. And should be, you don't have any nemonis. But you're telling me what was 5 weeks ago, you have no nemonis whatsoever. And we'll explain this soon. But let's stop over here, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Avnon de Kuchle, Shai Yishoche, Doi Melekhel. Yosef Rav Chisda Kamai, Lefi Shebo Ochiv V'Kitcha B'Pruta Achakach. This was the mice what happened. The brother went and married her off. Married her with a pruta. Ahu Yoyme B'Yoyim Shekitcha Avabo Shav Pruta. V'Ach Shav Uzlo. Now you see, it got cheaper. Lav Kol Kiminoch Lehoi Tsharishon Kedushin V'Yishoso Abasa. You're not Nemo. Now let us see Taisvis. Zuck Taisvis. Rav Chisda loisava lai dishmu. Hoche leimotzi lishnuyi. So Tais asked this kasha. Ho bikdusha isofi kidaleo. Shum de mairi. Speaking about shekitcha ochim achakach beprute. Our Gemara is speaking about that the brother married her with a prute. Vavavo yabo Rav Chisda lavkia kidusha rishin. Kidi oma lav kol kiminoch. The oschus leyabasa. That he told her, you can't ask her. That means, so it says klo over here, that he said, what does that mean? That means, what you're saying that was worth 5 weeks ago, a pruta, is nothing. If I figure out that now it's worth a pochus mishova pruta, you have no nemonis whatsoever. Lav kol kiminoch, the oschus leyabasa. If we will say held like Shmuel and Cain, Zorich Loime, the Tzricha get Merishin and Cain Tiyasurim Mishum Dava Kedusha Sochim. So does that, what do you mean? You can't ask her. She's also saying the second one. You can't be about anything over here. It's told you can't ask her. So Vais Tachois, that was Bekoyach of Rav Chisda to be Mata to the second one. So Koch, he doesn't hold up Shmuel. Now, I just like to mention one vote that the Achronim speak about over here. Let's forget about the mother. We'll come to the mother soon. But L'chayre, Rav Chisda is trying to figure out what it's worth today. That's what it is. So L'chayre, I mean, you have to figure out what it was worth 5 weeks ago. That's the shaila. I figure out what's today. The shaila is 5 weeks ago. What is he doing? Your mother, Nish mother, but today is not. So there are two mahalchim to understand Rav Chisda. There's one mahalach that the Shmaitza wants to say it's a machlekes harishayim in this, but let's speak about this mahalach also. We have a klal לסדין חזק את המיקרה לחזק את האשתה. חזק את המיקרה means that if it was this and this matzev at this and this time, I'm claiming a shayla, did the matzev change? You have no right to assume the matzev changed. That is chazak of the mikar. The kohen walked into the house. He saw the nega. The nega had a sheer tumeh. He walks out. And then he wants to shut the doors and say, tumeh. And someone pats him on his shoulder and says, Rabbi Kohen, how do you know that? Maybe he got smaller in the meantime. Run in again. Make sure. He says, no, you still on chazak. I don't have to look again. I saw that 5 minutes ago he had a sheer tumeh. I can assume it's still the same. So memela, I'm going to say tumeh and it's tumeh. So that's the din chazak of the mikor. There is a concept of a chazak of the hashte. The chazak of the hashte works the other way. Chazak of the hashte is chazak because I don't know what it's now, but I know it was before. So I assume it didn't change. There's a concept of chazak of the hashte. Or is there such a concept? So the Shmaitzer wants to say there's a machlokes rishonim. What? That's for sure. If I have a conflict between a chazaka de mikor and a chazaka de hashte, chazaka de mikor is stronger. That means I say that it changed as late as possible, and I don't say that it changed as soon as possible because of the chazaka de hashte. Chazaka de mikor is strong. What if I don't have a chazaka de mikor? I only have a chazaka de hashte. Will a chazaka de hashte be mevayel? So the Shmaitz what says machlekes sarishayim. So according to the rishayim that a chazaka de hashte could be mevayel when there's no chazaka de mikor. So our Gemara is beautiful. And the Shmaitz brings down our Gemara. Rav Chisda says, I don't know what was before. I have a chazoke that now it's less than a Shavaputa. So I have to assume before it also was less than a Shavaputa. Now you Rebetzin that says was then a Shavaputa, you're Neidecha Kineged Ischazik. So you're not Nemo. So forget about it. You're Neidecha Kineged Ischazik. So Bemele, so you're not Nemo. So lav kol kaminach. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach, but the Stifler wants to say, he brings Mabakevega a beautiful mahalach. That be'emison, here, you don't have to work with chazoke, the hashte. Here you work as chazoke the miko. It's Mabakevega says, amoyre de kezach. Mabakevega says, if let's say now it's a pochas mishava pruta. Now it's a pochas mishava pruta. Now, if I will assume 5 weeks ago it was a shava pruta, so I'm saying that it changed. That means if I'll assume that 5 weeks ago it was a shava pruta, and it changed, now it became pochas mishava pruta. Chazoke de mikore tells me that things don't change. So Chazoke de Mikore is telling me now that if now it's Apochas Mishava Pruta, it always was Apochas Mishava Pruta. Because if it always wasn't Apochas Mishava Pruta, it was once worth a Pruta. So that's a stira to Chazoke de Mikore. They have no raya to say that there was a change. Chazoke de Mikore says you have no right to say there was a change unless you see a change. Things remain status quo till you see there was a change. So knowing that now it's a shava pruta, the pachas mishava pruta, not being aware what it ever was before, so mitzat chazoke de mikore, I can assume that it always was a pachas mishava pruta, so and right then it's a neidecha keneged ischazik.